Blackstone Audio presents The Vicomte de Bragelonne. Chapter 1. The Letter. Towards the middle of the month of May, in the year 1660, at 9 o'clock in the morning, when the sun, already high in the heavens, was fast absorbing the dew from the ramparts of the castle of Blois, a little cavalcade, composed of 3 men and 2 pages, re-entered the city by the bridge, without producing any other effect upon the strollers of the river bank beyond a first movement of the hand to the head as a salute, and a second movement of the tongue to express, in the purest French then spoken in France, "There is Monsieur returning from hunting." And that was all. Whilst, however, the horses were climbing the steep slope which leads from the river to the castle, several shop-boys approached the last horse, from whose saddle-bow a number of birds were suspended by the beak. On seeing this, the inquisitive youths manifested with rustic freedom their contempt for such paltry sport, and after a dissertation among themselves upon the disadvantages of hawking, they returned to their occupations, one only of the curious party, a stout, stubby, cheerful lad, having demanded how it was that Monsieur, who, from his great revenues, had it in his power to amuse himself so much better, could be satisfied with such mean diversions. "Do you not know," one of the standers-by replied, "that Monsieur's principal amusement is to be bored?" The light-hearted boy shrugged his shoulders with a gesture which said as clear as day, "In that case I would rather be plain Jack than a prince." And all resumed their labours. In the meanwhile, Monsieur continued his route with an air at once so melancholy and so majestic that he certainly would have attracted the attention of spectators, if spectators there had been. But the good citizens of Blois could not pardon Monsieur for having chosen their gay city for an abode in which to indulge melancholy at his ease, and as often as they caught a glimpse of the illustrious melancholic, they stole away gaping, or drew back their heads into the interior of their dwellings to escape the soporific influence of that long, pale face, of those watery eyes, and that languid bearing, so that the worthy prince was almost certain to find the streets deserted whenever he chanced to pass through them. Now, on the part of the citizens of Blois, this was a culpable piece of disrespect, for Monsieur was, after the king, nay, even perhaps before the king, the greatest noble of the kingdom. In fact, God, who had granted to Louis XIV, then reigning, the honour of being son of Louis XIII, had granted to Monsieur the honour of being son of Henry IV. It was not then, or at least...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?